Hello and welcome to Quick Charge by Electrek, keeping you in the fast track with daily EV and mobility news. I'm Mikey G, and it's Saturday, April 11th. Tesla told employees today that the majority of its sales and delivery staff are going to be on furlough starting Monday. Sources in Tesla's sales and delivery organization say that the automaker announced that virtually all hourly employees that have been with the company for less than 2 years will be put on furlough until things get back to normal. And with Tesla's relatively high turnover in sales and delivery, it results in the majority of its staff on furlough. Analysts believe that Tesla could further its lead in electric vehicles post-pandemic due to other automakers delaying their electric vehicle programs, especially when it comes to electric pickup trucks. Adam Jonas, a Morgan Stanley auto analyst, and his team released a new note to clients this week saying, quote, "The further along other competitive EV programs get pushed out, the more Tesla will, in our view, be able to extend its competitive edge in electrification from the perspective of the consumer." Now, Tesla has officially launched the Model 3 long-range rear-wheel drive in China with production at Gigafactory Shanghai, a version of the electric car that was previously discontinued. Tesla has made it official with an update to its Model 3 online configurator in China that now includes the Model 3 long-range rear-wheel drive under the China-made model section. Tesla lists the price of the new version of the Model 3 at 366,550 yuan, or $52,000 before EV incentives. The move to offer more models in China could be a result of the imbalanced market effects of COVID-19. After much anticipation and even less answers, Tesla surprises potential owners of the Model Y with a long-awaited tow hitch option and a roof rack accessory. Now, the roof rack we saw coming, but the tow hitch option we've had few details on until now. The towing capacity will be a healthy 3,500 pounds, and this is higher than the Model 3's tow hitch option, which has a capacity of around 2,000. Now, this classifies it as a Class 2 tow hitch, which means along with that 3,500 capacity comes a max tongue weight of 300 pounds and probably a 1.25-inch receiver. Now, there is no word on whether the tow hitch will be available as a retrofit for existing vehicles post-delivery, but it is a $1,000 add-on option for new Model Ys. Construction at the Tesla Berlin Gigafactory has reportedly stalled again, this time due to needs to revise the foundation because of the soil. PNN reports that Tesla found that the soil, where they plan to build the foundation of the factory, is sandy, and now they have to come up with a new type of foundation. They reportedly have to update their application with the local government, and the Ministry of Environment told PNN that they are going to have to go through the regulatory process again. Now, despite environmental protests, water usage concern, clearing of World War II bombs, the coronavirus, and now soil problems, Tesla still believes that they can stick to their timeline. And in a bit of fun Tesla news, there is a salvaged title Model 3 that is for sale, and it is absolutely destroyed, but still drivable. The listing and video showcase a ramshackle Model 3 that appears to have fallen headfirst from one of Elon Musk's experimental rockets. A comical sight to see limping along, as the entire bumper and frunk are completely absent. The top end leans like a tent in high wind, and the doors are still hanging in there but look like they've been through a messy divorce. And what's more remarkable is that the tires still roll after the drive system is still intact. Now, presumably the battery, motor, and controller still have some years left in them. A new United Kingdom survey suggests that the coronavirus is making consumers more aware of the environment and therefore more inclined to buy an electric car. Alison Bell, marketing director at Venson, told Electrek via email about its approach. Quote, "The question we asked was, have the effects of the current COVID-19 lockdown made you change your mind about buying an electric vehicle?" The firm found that 45% of respondents were considering buying an EV after seeing how clear the air can be. An additional 17% had already decided to buy an electric car and are even now more certain about their decision. This makes 62% of UK consumers that are ready to go electric. And in our electric aviation coverage, Airspeeder, the first motorsports program for electric flying cars, this week announced raising a seven-figure sum to launch its series. Founders of the Flying EV series believe it could accelerate progress towards mainstream sustainable electric air mobility. And in Electrek's Green Energy Brief and Climate Crisis Weekly, the U.S. Department of Energy has announced $38 million for hydrokinetic turbine technology development. A program called Submarine Hydrokinetic and Riverine Kilo Megawatt Systems, abbreviated as SHARCS, seeks to design economically attractive hydrokinetic turbines for tidal and riverine currents. Saudi Arabia and Russia agreed to cut oil production by 5 million barrels per day each, for a total of 10 million barrels, following a meeting of OPEC Plus yesterday. The cuts will be gradually phased out until April of 2022. The U.S. and Canada will be asked to also cut production by a further 5 million barrels per day each at the G20 Energy Ministers meeting today. Two new studies of our oceans explore different aspects, but both are in agreement that urgent action is necessary to save ocean ecosystems. The Rebuilding Marine Life study asserts that our oceans are resilient and that with diligence, they could be successfully restored by 2050. And the second study, which was published online in Nature, is titled "The Project Timing of Abrupt Ecological Disruption from Climate Change." The study asserts that the key temperature thresholds are crossed. As the Earth warms, wildlife could be lost abruptly rather than decline gradually. India, a country with a population of nearly 1.4 billion people, has been under lockdown due to the coronavirus pandemic since March 22nd. And in that short period of time, pollution has plummeted, with some of the most striking images have been posted on Twitter of clear skies and views of the Himalayas from Punjab. And finally, Electrek founder Seth Weintraub discusses the impact of the 2019 U.S. energy flowcharts released by Lawrence Livermore National Laboratory. We encourage listeners to examine the full article for detailed discussion and insights, but here are some of the results. Number one, overall energy usage declined by 1%. Two, over two-thirds of energy production is rejected energy, which, by the way, is the refuse from energy produced that potentially could be utilized. Number three, transportation is the largest and most wasteful sector. Four, you don't need a 1-1 ratio of electric to replace petroleum. The ratio is more like 1-5. Number five, more efficient energy generation. Six, wind and solar increase significantly, but have a long way to go. Number seven, coal is dead, dead, dead. Number eight, biomass is carbon neutral. And finally, in conclusion, quote, the U.S. is moving in the right direction, but way too slowly. Thanks for listening to Quick Charge by Electrek, keeping you in the fast track with daily EV and mobility news. I'm Mikey G, and I hope you have a great day.